Okay. Did they ever have any name for, say, small piles of hay raked up in the field now? Did they have a name?
Well, you might could call it a shop like oats. Mm-hmm. Now, oats was shocked in the field until it would get dry. Mm-hmm. That would be a dozen bundles that would be stood on the butt ends on the ground and leaning toward each other, and then topped off pyramid,
yeah,
and it would stay in that shop. And I've seen corn cut in the fields after it would get matured and put it in shocks where you didn't have room in your cribs, and it would stay in the fields. If the stock wasn't in it, it would stay there in the field in that shock, and the corn would keep.
You mentioned oats. What did you have to do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, you had your combines, but that was in latter days in Alabama. They had thrashing machines in the West for wheat and oats far before we did here in the state of Alabama. And what oats we grew were cut with a cradle.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fed on the stubble. In other words, you'd take every lick that you made with that cradle would be called one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were laid in a pile to themselves. And they stayed in the sun for so many hours in single hands.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go pick up four and put them together and tie them up.
Yeah.
And it was called a bundle. Mm-hmm. And then you take 12 of them and stack them up, pyramid, and it was called a chop.
Oh.
And then that grain was hauled and stored in the loft or in a crib. Most always it went into the loft where it could get air, and it wouldn't mildew. If there's any dampness left, well, it would air out up in the loft, because it could get ventilation from the open ends and from the space underneath, and the heat of the attic would finish drying it out.
Oh, question I want to ask you, what do people around here call a kind of farm where you produce milk?
Dairy.
Let me ask you, have you ever heard that term dairy? Does it mean anything else besides a farm that, that produces milk?
No, it's always been...
Where did you store your potatoes?
We hilled our potatoes up right out into the open. Now, some people would use what they call a potato house, but they were not successful. You would get a germ in the ground. From year to year, it would finally cause those potatoes to rot, and they would dry out too fast. So in latter years, we'd water out a place kind of like a hen nest and put pine straw in the bottom, real thick, and pour your potatoes on it and pyramid those potatoes, and then put the straw against the potatoes, cover them head and ears, and then take boards or corn stalks the right length to go from the ground to the top of the potatoes in that pyramid, and then you would put dirt on those corn stalks, just cover them head and ears, cap them off.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And they would still get enough moisture that the potato wouldn't take a dry rot. If it's covered deep enough, it wouldn't freeze, and they wouldn't start deterioration until spring, and when the sun comes getting hot on that hill, those potatoes will start sprouting, and that's the time that you've got to use them up or put them in your bed for your plants to set out your next crop of potatoes.
Where'd you usually put your cows and so forth out to graze?